3, 6, and 5 years from the first seal to the last trumpet. Daniel 8 for 15. New International Version. Then I heard a holy one speaking, and another holy one said to him, "How long will it take for the vision to be fulfilled? The vision concerning the daily sacrifice, the rebellion that causes desolation, the surrender of the sanctuary, and the trampling underfoot of the Lord's people." He said to me, "It will take 2,300 evenings and mornings. Then the sanctuary will be reconsecrated." 3.5 years of peace in the Middle East with Israel, Daniel 12:11. From the time that the daily sacrifice is abolished and the abomination that causes desolation is set up, there will be 1,290 days. Satan is cast down and 3.5 years of destruction. Daniel 12:12, New International Version. Blessed is the one who waits for and reaches the end of the 1,335 days. In one of the horns grew another horn, which was small at first, but grew in strength to the south, to the east, to the beautiful land. It grows until it reaches the celestial stars and throws some of them to the ground and tramples them. He thinks himself great, like the captain of the army of the Lord. It deprived Jehovah of his daily sacrifice and demolished his sanctuary. Because of rebellion, the people of Jehovah and daily sacrifices, it was handed over to them. Everything it does prospered while the truth was thrown to the ground. Then I heard one of the saints speak, and another said to him, "How long will it take for this vision to be fulfilled, trampling on the Lord's people?" He said to me, "It takes 2,300 nights and mornings. Then the sanctuary will be consecrated again." 2,354 equals 6.5 years. Later in their reign, when the rebels became completely evil, a vicious-looking, scheming king appeared. He will become very strong, but not on his own. He will wreak amazing havoc and will succeed in whatever he does. He will destroy those powerful holy peoples. He will cause deceit to prevail, and he will consider himself superior. When they feel safe, he exterminates many and opposes the prince of princes. Yet he will be destroyed, but not by human power. The vision of the night and the morning that has been given to you is true, but seal it off, for it concerns the distant future. Daniel was exhausted. I lay exhausted for days. Then I got up and went to deal with the king's business. I was shocked by the sight. This is incomprehensible. From the abolition of the standing sacrifices and the establishment of the time for the destruction of abominations, 1,290 days,